Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Michigan. We're in Michigan again, folks. Did an event on Saturday. I love being out in Michigan with the people. Not that I necessarily like the 24-hour drive round trip. But the people are worth it. And I think this is probably the 35th to the 40th time that we've been out here in the last 3 years. And every time we come out here, the more we understand as to why we are out here. We have literally been used by the Lord to blanket this state, Luke 10:19, 19:10, not in that order, and seeking and saving that which is lost and waking the people up and shaking them up concerning what's taking place in this country today. And I just got to get right into it, friends, concerning what is in fact happening in Michigan. The said representative government who derive their just powers from the consent of we the people in this state and throughout the United States of America have decided to assume authority that's never been given unto them. And in Prop 3, what they want to do is basically overrule parental authority and parental rights by telling the parents, if your kid wants a sex change operation, or they want to have an abortion, they don't have to tell their parents about it. Now, I've been sharing this with you for the last 15, 17 years, friends, on the radio. And again, this is one of those issues and topics in which now we're coming to it in the present because people didn't want to listen to it in the past. You know, it's my understanding that when, and I've said it 1,000 times, when reading the Declaration of Independence, we understand that our rights come from God, and we also understand those people that serve we the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So when they act outside of the scope of authority, where is it that they're getting their authority to do the things that they're doing? Folks, let me tell you, out of thin air. They don't have the authority to do it. They don't have the lawful authority to do the things that they're doing, and yet they're doing it by force. Now, what's of interest concerning Prop 3 is when I just heard of this yesterday concerning the extent of it, I said to myself, if this is not a provocation of war, what is? When the state wants to come in, by the way, let me stop right there. The state has no children. Where is the state getting the authority to overrule the parents going after their kids and telling the kids what it is that they can do without the authority or approval from their parents? Again, they're creating it out of thin air. I also want to say this, friends, concerning what is happening. And when I just said it's a provocation of war, it is. I mean, the American people up to this point have allowed 63 million babies to be murdered in the womb. The government never had the constitutional right to advocate or to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, in any sense of the word. But the American people since 1973 have allotted their said representatives to go ahead and do it anyways. Not understanding, friends, that where there's innocent blood shed in a land, the Lord requires the person that shed the blood to be shed as an appeasement for the blood that's been shed. And we find that in Scripture over and over and over again. And as I've said so many times as well, friends, either we're going to live under the blood of Christ or else we're going to be condemned by it. Either we're going to live accordingly to the Word of God on this government that's been established, this institution of government that's been established, and we're going to partake of the blessings. And we have done that for literally 250 years in this country. We can see in the states like Michigan right now, that may come to a halt if the people in this state don't lawfully stand up and deal with the corrupt. I also said in response to that, friends, it's interesting, I said, because when I first heard again of Prop 3, I said, well, this is what's going to happen. Either the millions of the people in this state are going to be overruled by the few, or the millions of people in this state are going to lawfully round up corrupt politicians that are sanctioning this in the first place or even proposing it, and you are to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, sending the message that you will not go this far with we the people as to usurp our rights concerning our children. But again, this is what they're doing. What happens to such statements as Abraham Lincoln when he said back in 1859, the people are the rightful masters of Congress? Folks, we are the Congress. Our representatives, they are the voice of the people. And Lincoln goes on and says, we are not called to overthrow the Constitution. Well, nobody's calling for the overthrow of the Constitution, but we are commanded by God to overthrow the men who pervert that Constitution. Let me say it again. Lincoln was right, love him or hate him. He said the people are the rightful masters of Congress. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to lawfully overthrow the men who pervert it. How is that an act, friends, of insurrection? It's not. It's dissent. It's lawful dissent. And yet there's a lot of ignorant people in this country that would say, well, that's insurrection, what you're talking about, Bradley. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being lawful dissenters, because if they're not going to uphold their oath, then we are called, and by the way, it is not only our duty, but our obligation before God and man to throw off corruption. To throw off corruption. Isn't that what our forefathers taught us? Isn't that what the patriarchs taught us? Absolutely. Let me give you another quote by a man by the name of Patrick Henry, who is a son of liberty. Patrick Henry said, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, lest it come to dominate our lives and our interests. Now, let me ask you, are you in that position today? Absolutely. Who's acting in a lawless manner? Who's acting in a tyrannical manner today, friends? Is it the people that want to be left alone? Or is it those that continuously poke at them in attempts to create a domestic insurrection? Because it's been going on far too long in this country, and nobody in their right mind can suggest to anybody else that's under attack by these said representatives that it's the right thing for you to sit there and do absolutely nothing. That is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of in my life. It is not insurrection, friends. It is dissent, and it's lawful dissent. And we better get our game on in understanding who we are and where it is that we came from while we still have the time to do it. Because that's the good news, America. The good news is that we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and we're going to continue to do the right thing. Folks, we're going to come right back after the break, the hard break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. There we are.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Also want to let you know, if you want to call in, the lines are open. Again, we're broadcasting live from Michigan. We got two more events to do on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we're back to battle in Minnesota. Looks like South Dakota. Hopefully Colorado's going to be our end aim over the next month here, as well as California in January, February. We'll see what happens. We'll see what transpires. But if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, I want to get on to the next topic here, friends, concerning what we talked about on Saturday, or was it Friday, so forgive me. And what we were talking about, friends, was Billy Graham and his unscriptural messaging. And boy, oh boy, you want to talk about hitting a chord. We hit a chord, no doubt. And I was highlighting the fact that the Grahams are at it again. And I was talking about, well, in question, where does it say in Scripture, God loves you and or has a wonderful plan for your life? Because the reason I'm saying that is this is the messaging that the Grahams have been giving for decades in this country, and it's not scriptural. God and the Lord, Jesus Christ, never walked around telling anybody that they loved them. Now, don't, and I said when I did the show last week, I said, don't jump the gun with me. Let me finish out line upon line, precept upon precept, the thought in context. Okay? But it is true that the Lord never told his apostles, nor did he tell anybody else, that he loved them with lip service in any sense of the word. We've all heard that saying, action speaks a lot louder than words, right? Follow me through. Scripture clearly teaches us that action speaks louder than words. Am I right in saying that? Matter of fact, if you go back to the first president of the United States of America, he said, George Washington did, he used to use the slogan, deeds, not words. I wonder where he got that. Well, I suspect that he extracted that directly from the Bible. As you notice, show after show, I always say we love you by what we do in 1 John 3:18, correct? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Matter of fact, if you go to 1 Thessalonians 1:3, Scripture tells us, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and a labor of love. Hey, folks, when I tell my children or my wife that I love them, I tell them I love you by what I do. I tell them I love you by what I do. I remember when I was a baby Christian and I ended up going to a prosperity church, probably 400 people in this church. I'm straight out of the rock and roll world, broken into 1,000 pieces, Psalm 51:17. 34:18 and Isaiah 66, verse 2. Read those scriptures. And remember those 400 people just kind of incrementally getting closer and closer to me. And I noticed this reoccurring phrase that came out of their mouth over and over every time I seen them. It was always, we love you, Bradley. I love you, Bradley. 400 people. It just got to the point where I was the trophy in the church and everybody was telling me that they loved me. And I never felt comfortable with people telling me that they loved me because oftentimes I noticed those that spoke the most on love always exhibited very little of it, if any. Now, going back to that church, 400 people in this church, we love you, Bradley, we love you, Bradley, we love you, Bradley. That is until I needed to move a couple beds and a few pieces of furniture. The older people that were constantly telling me how much they loved me, they were the ones making up excuses as to why they couldn't help me. I'm sitting back asking myself the question, where is the love? Where is the love? Man, these are the people telling me that they love me so much, and then, oh, all of a sudden here comes Scripture quickening me to the word of knowledge, and what is it? 1 Corinthians 12, what is it? Jesus went through the same thing. He's the one that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. How many people are out there in the Christendom of the American church, which in so many different ways is a lack of Christianity? It lacks and it acts more as heathen institutions than it does a Christian institution on so many different fronts. But the question that needs to be begged here, friends, how many of those people out there say they love the Lord? They sit there and praise them all day, but they go home and they live like the devil. And yet the Lord said in James 4:4, what did he say? He said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Didn't he tell us in 2 Corinthians 6:17 to come out from among them and be separate? Didn't the Lord say that those that say that they abideth in him, that they ought to act just like he acts, but yet they don't even know his word? Isn't that interesting? Which brings me to another point. Over the last couple days, friends, on social media platforms, I'm sitting here seeing these posts by these professed Christians that love the Lord so much that they do nothing but sit back and make excuses for their sin. And I have to go back to them and say, is your excuses now the standard? Or is Jesus Christ the standard? Doesn't the Bible say, be ye perfect as I am perfect? And walk before me in both the Old and in the New Testament? Doesn't the Bible say that we are to be holy as he is holy? Doesn't the Bible say that we are to obey from the heart that form of doctrine that's been given unto us? Absolutely. And Scripture is clear. As a matter of fact, Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that he would consider himself a castaway if he didn't obey the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you look in Romans 7, you can see that he cried out against his sin, but he obeyed the Lord in all things. Isn't that interesting? And it proves the point of what I'm saying when Jesus said, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Yeah, they say they love me with their mouth, but they disobey me. And let me talk about to the degree of obedience that we are called to. We're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians that we're to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Because at the end of the day, on judgment, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, starting in verse 5, what does it tell us? We're going to have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought that we have on judgment day. We're going to be held accountable for what we do and what we don't do as well, friends. So let's not deceive ourselves into believing that we really love Jesus if we disobey him. No, because you'll always obey whom you love. You'll always obey whom you fear. And I'm talking about the fear of God in a positive sense. A filial love, not a biologic, a filial love and a filial fear. That we might know the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and walking before him and departing from iniquity. Proverbs 16:6. So now going back to the very point in which I'm highlighting Franklin Graham and giving his unscriptural messaging, God loves you. The Lord never said he loved you with his mouth. He never, ever one time said that he loved anybody. He condemns the very idea because he knows that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He knows that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when the mouth speaks, we can see what people really serve and who they really serve. Nope. Jesus said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Okay? But it's interesting how people take out of context and they say, are you saying that God doesn't love us? Friends, I never said God doesn't love us. I am telling you that Jesus never verbally said with his mouth, going around telling everybody about how much he loved them. But what I am telling you is it went further than that, as I said at the very beginning of the segment. What is it? Action speaks a lot louder than words, friends. Action speaks a lot louder than word, friends. And I'm going to come right back on the other side of this, and I'm going to kill this point, and then I'm going to get to the next point. And what is that, friends? The next point that we're going to be talking about is they're showing you their real colors. Politicians are at it again. They claim to be pro-Second Amendment individuals until they tell you that if you want to come see me speak, then you're going to have to come by disarming before you do that. Are you sick and tired of the hypocrisy, friends? So am I. So am I. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooter killed 2 people and injured 6 others during a rampage at Central Vision and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis on Monday. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack detailing the victims who were killed.
One adult female has been pronounced at a local hospital. I believe that was from gunfire. We have one teenage female remaining here at the scene. She's also been pronounced.
Police managed to kill the shooter. Students fled the scene by scaling fences and jumping out of windows with the help of police officers. When it comes to illegal border crossings, 2022 had the highest number ever. That has led to a spike in border deaths.
These human smugglers are placing the lives of these migrants in danger.
That's Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Michigan, friends. You want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to go to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And I'm going to get back to this and kill this point as soon as I possibly can. I was just highlighting, friends, this last week. Of Franklin Graham out there unscripturally messaging the people again. Franklin Graham's on his For God Loves You tour, and what's interesting, friends, is it's unscriptural. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You can't find that in Scripture anywhere. And I'm going to just, again, I want to say, hold on until I finish my point before you jump the gun and put words into my mouth that I didn't say. But I'm telling you, let me do it this way. Let me ask you the question. It's better to do it this way. Can anybody show me in Scripture where Jesus ever preached God loves you with his mouth? 1-866-582-9933. Or where did he ever say that he loved his disciples? 1-866-582-9933. Or anyone else for that matter. And, of course, last week, no one could answer that question. And why couldn't they answer that question? Well, it's not scriptural. It's not there. Is it not interesting that this is what is being preached from the pulpits in America today? And it has a wonderful plan for your life. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred. Jesus was crucified. One of them that lived, John at Patmos, was delivered from a cauldron of boiling water. Where are people getting this wonderful life from? Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7. Acts 14:22, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? Has anybody taken the time to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 11 and 12, seeing what it was that Paul went through to give us the gospel of Jesus Christ? Oh, my goodness, friends. I mean, we're promised persecutions. We're promised trials, as I said. Matter of fact, the Bible even says even those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted. And he said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake, John 15. He said, and some of you may even die for the gospel's sake. But where is this unscriptural messaging coming from? Well, it shows you who he is. And again, I don't want to get off on this, but I do want to make a point. Isn't it interesting how the world loves its own when it comes to the grams? Of course. And the Bible is clear when it says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Is that not what these men are? Absolutely. They're operatives. They're controlled opposition, keeping the sheep in line with the next politician concerning the global order. They're ecumenical preachers. They're oneness preachers, friends. And if you haven't figured that out yet, I suggest that you read your Bible so you might understand for yourself as to what it says, rather than listening to what Franklin Graham and Billy Graham have to say, or all those loved preachers of the day. Doesn't the Bible say in Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets? Absolutely. Man, it's amazing how everybody loves Franklin and Billy and their favorite preachers of the day, but they don't know the Word of God. Isn't that crazy? And how it works for heresy and heretics is amazing, to say the least. Now, let me get back to this point. Someone wrote to me in response to that show that I just did, and they said, the Scriptures do not say that God loves us is an argument, and it's not a hill that I would die on. This is what this person said. Of course, I responded and said, you need to rewatch the show again and pay attention to what I said, because, friends, let me tell you something. There are two different voices in the world. There are two different voices, no question about it. Those that are of the Lord hear the Lord's voice. A voice of a stranger they will not follow, it talks about in John 10. It also talks about it in 1 John 4, verse 5. Those that are of the Lord hear his voice. And it's amazing how scripturally illiterate people are to suggest that, you know what, Bradley, I think that the Scriptures do not say that God loves us argument is not a hill that I would die on. First of all, I never said God didn't love us. I said Jesus never walked around telling people that he loved them with his mouth. He denounces it. Read 1 John 3:18. And second of all, again, I asked 157 cities to give me a call and prove otherwise as to the point that I'm making. And of course, nobody called in. And I just highlighted the fact in Matthew 15:18, Jesus talked about this: people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. These are the type of people that leave comments like that, who call themselves Christians, but they don't even know the word. Yet they call themselves Christians, they, with their mouth, draw nigh unto the Lord, they don't know his word, and they dishonor him by what they say and how they act. That's right. Hey, folks, they said that they loved him, Christians in America today, yet they did not love him in action, which is no love at all. And people say it all the time, that they love the Lord, but they do nothing to prove their love in exhibition or in demonstration to the very God that they say they love. These are the people that constantly leave comments, and by the way, this is the squeaky wheel, no doubt about it. The majority of the people understood it, to your credit, and I appreciate that. But I got to let people know to be clear about the points that I make here, because I want to be sound in Scripture. That means without error. Hey, folks, listen carefully. The Lord said we are not to love in word. We are not to go around telling everybody we love them. We are not to talk of it because Scripture does nothing of the sort. We are not to love in word, neither in tongue, but what? How does the Lord tell us that we are to love? We are to love in deed, action, and in truth. Verbs are action words, friends. Love is a verb. It's an action word. And action speaks a lot louder than words. And a demonstration of that action towards the Lord and the people that we are to serve speaks volumes to the lost. When you show them you love them rather than tell them and do nothing in response to the love that you profess. Folks, real love acts. Let me say it again. Real love acts. And I know that this is foreign to so many people that call themselves Christians today. But guess what? This is what the Bible teaches. Now, let me go back to the comment that this individual left about me dying or not wanting to die on that hill, that I'm going around telling people that God doesn't love them. That's not at all what I said. And, of course, he heard what he wanted to hear, didn't he? Speaking of a hill to die on, again, 1 John 4:6, read it when you get a moment. I want you to think of dying on a hill. And I want you to think who died on the hill in Calvary. It's exactly what Scripture is talking about when it comes to what real love is all about. Isn't it? Isn't it funny that he would say it's not a hill that he would want to die on, but yet it was the hill that Jesus died on in a demonstration of love towards us, that we will, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? Isn't it interesting that he would use such words, not knowing that he was straining at the gnat, swallowing the big camel, and proving my point? Because that's exactly what he did, friends. Listen carefully. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Did he say anything? Nope. He just sent his son to the hill as the propitiation for the sins of the world, didn't he? Did he say anything? Absolutely not. Did he do everything? He absolutely did. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's right. When you go to 1 John 4:10, what does it say? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. How did he love us, friends? By sending his son to be a propitiation, a sacrifice for our sins. And when you go to 1 John 3:16, what does it say? Again, did he say he loved us, or did he show us he loved us? Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And you can go to John 15:13. It says the same thing. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So going back full circle to the beginning of the point that I was making with Franklin Graham, don't put words into my mouth. Keep it into context. I've given you ample. To those that don't want to hear the truth of the matter, that love is a demonstration and an exhibition, that don't want to call in and prove the point on the radio, then don't try to make a fool out of yourself by leaving comments that are unscriptural, by trying to put words into my mouth that I didn't say. That's why I open the lines up for people all the time. Hey, folks, action speaks louder than words, okay? Action speaks louder than words, and I'm here to tell you, friends, this is not what we're getting from Franklin Graham. We're not seeing Franklin Graham as a Protestant. Okay? And by the way, we don't have leaders. The only leader we have is the Christ. We're seeing a capitulator. We're seeing someone keep the sheep in line to submit to the government. Every point man that's appointed as controlled opposition to lead the people into a global order. That is not love. That is hate. And that's why the Bible tells us we're to know the doctrine for ourselves, John 7:17. So when misinformation scripturally is given unto us, we're going to know the difference. 2 Timothy 2:15. We're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come right back on the other side. And I'm going to get to the topic during the last segment. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty folks. I'm just looking at some of the responses, and I'm going to get to the main point here. But when I did the show, Unscriptural Messaging by Franklin Graham, and how he's at it again, he is unscripturally messaging. And if you look to his example, he's impotent. When you look to his example, he's a reproach to the world. If you look to his example, he's not doing what the Lord commanded him to do. And let me say it this way. Read 1 Kings 13:33, number one. And number two, Jesus Christ is the standard, not Franklin Graham. Furthermore, I'd even go so far as to say this. I'm not the standard, so don't look to me neither. That's why we hold to the Word of God. We look to Christ crucified and to Him alone, not to man. But we must know concerning the doctrine, which is found in John 17:7, okay? So when you got, 7:17, forgive me. Read it when you get some time, folks. And know what the Word says, because you are being led astray by the likes of many of these people that are political props. Again, 1 Kings 13:33. And they are not called of God in so many different ways. Okay? They are called of a global order in which they are leading you to. And if that's not the truth, then prove otherwise. We judge them by their fruit, and yes, we are to hold to the judge's word, and we are to be fruit inspectors. Read Matthew 7:16. Let me get to the next point. Highlighting, they're showing you their real colors once again. Well, I would have you know that when we look to our politicians, our forefathers didn't teach us to look to our politicians, first of all. That was the heathen custom. I'll get to more of that in the days up and coming. We're to look to Christ. And the flags that our forefathers were flying were appeal to heaven, as you know, and no king but King Jesus, as you know. We are to suspect everybody that approaches the office in which they promised to serve. And who said that? Patrick Henry, who's very much a prophet of God, 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then secondly the prophet, then the teacher. And notice what he continuously did. He continuously warned us not to look to politicians, but to suspect politicians regardless of who they are. Why? Because the man in the office, they're one and the same. They're not two different people like many want to believe. And the reason they want to believe that is because they live double lives. They're hypocrites. They're pretenders. Okay? And nobody wants those people around us, Matthew 23, verse 3. And now going to the point. I know a lot of attention's been given to Ron DeSantis. Ron's probably a cool guy. But I'm telling you this, friends, Ron DeSantis is not who we want. He is not at all who he wants you to believe that he is. Like I said, he's probably a cool guy, but like any other politician, friends, I go so far as to say this because I did it on Friday's show. When I gave three options as to who you would vote for a president, everybody voted for Adolf Hitler. It's the way they sell them to you. They sell them to you in a favorable light. But again, the Lord told us in Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15, we're to judge them by what they do, regardless if I like them or not. As a matter of fact, the Bible says we're to be impartial in judgment. We're not to show favoritism. Hey, folks, that applies with my wife. That applies with my children. If there's two kids, one my kid and another kid that's not mine, and my kid's at fault, I'm not going to cover for my kid's fault when he was wrong. What are you teaching your kids if that's what you do? You're teaching them to do the same things that you're doing by being impartial in judgment. I would make my kid apologize to the kid that's not mine for what he did wrong towards him. That's what Scripture teaches us. But that's not what we see. Americans love politicians, especially the ones that look and act just like them. Look at Donald Trump for a prime example that I'm trying to make even now. He's nothing short of a narcissist. He's arrogant. Isaiah 14, read it when you get a moment. He's a narcissist, friends. He's arrogant. He's prideful, just like the devil that he serves. The fact of the matter, again, folks, yes, he's a narcissist. And if we would judge him by his fruit, we would see that he's not at all what he put himself up to be in any sense of the word. Well, that's Ron DeSantis, same thing. The mainstream media is giving him all the attention that he needs, putting him in a favorable light to the people. And yet when we look to Ron DeSantis, we see Ron DeSantis doing the opposite of what he said he would do. Matter of fact, just today, I got an article from Ron. And Ron's article was talking about the far left and how he's going to stop the far left. Hey, folks, how many times have we been over this? There is no such thing as a far left constitutionally. Ron DeSantis is playing the same game every other politician is playing, friends. You call it what you will, but I call it sheer ignorance on the behalf of the American people that look to what they like rather than look to the right in righting the wrongs, in dealing with people that are lying to them. But though they like them, guess what? They're going to give them a pass. Ron DeSantis just sent out another fundraiser. He's already raised $177.4 million from the American people who gave him that money, we're told anyway, who gave him that money. And why did he raise so much money fundraising? He raised all that money fundraising because he's taking illegals and dispersing them into different parts of the country. He's importing them, not deporting them. going back to my point, Ron DeSantis said, we need your help to fight the far left. Friends, there is no far left. Just like there's no far right. Since when did it become a far right position to obey the Constitution and the enumerated laws? There's no such thing. This is that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, as I continuously warn you of. There is no Republican Party. There is no Democratic Party. There is no 101 party affiliations. They're all unconstitutional. They're using that to divide the people, Mark 3:25, one against another. And Ron DeSantis is playing right into it. So far as to import illegals and dispersing them into America. That's not getting back at Joe Biden. That's doing Joe Biden's bidding. He gets a standing ovation by the American people for doing so. I am embarrassed for the people that don't have their own brain in their own head thinking for themselves, and yet they're supporting these kind of guys. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that reminds me of Rand Paul. He just sent out another fundraiser too, friends. He's talking about how Dr. Fauci's lying about this, lying about that. Where's the judgment? Where's the prosecution, Rand? No, what is he doing? He's accumulating wealth when, in fact, he's already getting paid to do his job that he's not doing. Now, here's my point, because I have 2 minutes left. Ron DeSantis just recently said, no, he will not inoculate children in Florida. Folks, I would be very wary about moving into Florida. You are being led to Florida. Mark my words as to what I'm telling you right now. South Dakota, too. You're being led there by the favor that you think they're showing you. You get there, and then you find out he's turning on you. What am I talking about? Ron DeSantis doesn't have the authority constitutionally to tell you to do with your kids in any degree of the word. But he wants you to feel comfortable that he's not going to force mandate. No, but on the other hand, he already gave power on constitutional policy that undermines the Constitution to give over to the DA, Department of Health in Florida there through a bill called SP 600 to do what? To basically force quarantine and force inoculate people. Ron DeSantis is doing the same thing that they're all doing. Most recently, we all know Ron DeSantis is Mr. Pro-Second Amendment, just like Donald Trump, who signed off on 55 unlegislative acts his first 500 days in office. And his followers believe that Acts 1222. Ron DeSantis is doing the same thing. He's got an event coming up. He sells himself as Mr. Second Amendment. And now it's being broadcasted, friends, that if you go see Ron DeSantis speak, you must come in unarmed. You must come in unarmed. Hey, folks, 94% to 96% of all mass shootings take place in a gun-free zone. Why is Business Insider reporting right now that firearms are banned at events with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis? Are you paying attention to what's going on, folks? It's do as I say, but don't do as I do. And, folks, it's not just Ron. It's not just Rand Paul. It's not just Donald Trump. It's every one of them. It's your country. It's your government. Do with it what you will. You've been told.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.